This is 2EC playing the South Coast Greatest Hits. Now, it is all over the news, and in fact, I've been talking about it this morning. Glasgow climate talks are on, and there's a lot of talk about trying to achieve a net zero carbon emissions target. Well, it looks like Coles has done that, and I have Martin Alpens from Coles on the phone to talk to me about what Coles is doing. Hello, Martin. How are you today?
Hi, Bertie. I'm very well, and thank you very much for having me on the program.
You're welcome. Now, I saw this media release late last week, and I thought, well, this is very interesting. I'd like to talk to somebody from Coles about this. What can you tell me exactly what Coles are doing?
Well, this is something we've been working on for a very long time, and earlier this year we did commit to have all of our stores powered by 100% renewable electricity by the end of financial year 2025. And it's been a huge passion. A lot of work has gone into this. In 2019, we were the first supermarket to sign a power purchase agreement. And just last week, we signed our very last power purchase agreement, which means this ambition, this target is now a reality. And we have a pathway to have all of our stores powered by 100% renewable electricity. So it's a very exciting time.
How are you going to achieve this, Martine?
Well, this is something we've done. We've signed up power purchase agreements with different renewable electricity companies around the country. We started off in New South Wales with three sites, Wagga and Junee, and another site in that part of New South Wales. And then we signed an agreement in Queensland with CleanCo. Earlier this year, we signed an agreement with Lau Lau Wind Farm in Victoria, and then we've also signed up with South Australian power companies. So it's a team effort, and what we say at Coles is our ambition to be Australia's most sustainable supermarket is not something we can do on our own. We have to, team up with these incredibly clever companies that are able to supply renewable electricity to the country, and we need to know it's a really great form of electricity. And so it's a team effort, and it's a mixture of wind farms, solar farms, renewable electricity generators. So it's a really big project, and it's been a long time in the making.
It certainly seems like you're forging ahead. In fact, there was an article this morning I read about how businesses in Australia are forging ahead with what you're doing in Coles, a path to 100% renewable electricity in spite of the fact that the federal government has not shown leadership on this issue. So, it's very hats off to you at Coles, because a lot of people would have said that it was a pipe dream to achieve what you are not. People are saying, well, the government's are saying, let's achieve net zero by 2050, but Coles, you're going to do it by the end of 2025. Is that right?
Well, this is not the emissions. So we have a net zero emissions target for 2050, and that's emissions. So that's things like our refrigeration and generating CO2 emissions. This is a bit different. This is about renewable electricity, which we did make the commitment, which I don't think the government has made that commitment yet. But by financial year 2025, we will have all our stores powered. So that's the power that goes into our stores. That'll be using renewable electricity supplies. But when it comes to emissions, we are always working towards reducing our emissions, and we do have a net zero emissions target by 2050, and we have set that. We've been quite passionate, I think. It does take corporates and big companies that can really make change to make this sort of change. And we know that customers really are concerned about the impact we have on the environment and generational sustainability. So we know that if we're doing the right thing, our customers will be happy, the communities we serve will be happy, and we're going to actually create a better future for future generations.
Well, Martine, it's definitely very pleasing news to see Coles doing this, and I appreciate your time today. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Bertie.
You're welcome.